Okay, good morning, everyone. Today, we are zoch at the finish parak of Rina, which we've spent a lot of time on, many shiurim, on the chapter on Rina, and we'll start the new chapter, a new lashon of tefillah of Pegiya. We said yesterday that the Zimra is like the seed. The seed is the most important part of the fruit. The seed is what's going to guarantee its vitality. It's going to guarantee you're going to have more trees and more fruit. But if a person just ate the seed, they could not digest it. So he says the same thing is true with Zimra and Shira. We'll pick up on the bottom of page Samach Zion, the last two lines. Valkein achar Zimra adayin tzarech l'shira. Don't think if you have Zimra, which was the highest madrega, the highest form, that's when you're so full of joy and hakar satov and hodah that you can't even express the words. You still need Shira. To articulate and to specify what you feel in the depths of your heart. The main aspect of a song are the words. To feel it is one thing, but to be able to now take that feeling and bring it from the Akoach HaLapol, to articulate it, that is the highest form. V'rak Aydei Shira V'Zimra Yachad, when you had them together, Yisro'u Af Yashiru V'Yagia Adam L'Tachlis Bavoda, we reach the highest level, we combine the Zimra and the Shira. And I think it answers your question, why it's Psuke the Zimra. It starts with the Zimra. It starts with the feeling that we have when we're just so full of that joy. But then we articulate it. Let me take it. Again, sometimes it's Mizmor Shir, sometimes it's Shir Mizmor. Shiru lo, Zamr lo. Both are critically important, but the Shira is the articulation, is the formulation of what we're feeling. That ends the chapter of Rina. And now we start a new chapter. I think this is the sixth Lashon or the fifth Lashon? I don't remember. We went with Bitzur, and then there was Shava. After Shabbat was Tzaka Na'aka Rina. This is number six. Pegiya. And he quotes the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, which is quoted in the Gemara in Brachos when describing the Tefillah of Pegiya. V'atal Tespala Ba'ada Amazeh. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Yirmiyahu, don't daven for the nation. V'altisa Ba'adam Rino Tefillah. And don't bring for them, elevate for them Rina and Tefillah. V'altifka Bi. What does that mean, al tifka bi? So he's going to explain. Don't plead with me. Pegiya, he's going to say, well, we'll see what he says. That pegiya, he ribui bebakashos ba'akshanus kidei lahasig davar atzarech lomod. Pegiya is not just to ask. It's not just to request. It's not just to cry out. It's not to come to praise Hashem and to come to Hashem from a point of joy or happiness. It's ribui. It's a lot. It's quantity more than quality at first. And ba'akshanus. What's akshanus? Stubborn. With the stubbornness. It's with a demand to be stubborn in our tefillah with Hashem to get what we need. V'chein mefarish Rashi berus amad echsiv al tifki bi miloshen haftzara to plead. V'hainu levakish v'lachzer levakish od v'od ad to ask again, if I can use my own words, it's to annoy God, to bother Him like a child who wants something. And yeah, mommy, yeah, can I have, please?
It also implies a physical contact, doesn't it?
Yeah, but I mean, the Gemara in Brachos says that this is the source for the tefillah of Yaakov Avinu, v'yifka b'makom, v'yalon shom, v'ein pegiya el tefillah, quoting this pasuk. Pegiya, a lot of words mean different thing. To approach, to plead, but this means to need something so badly that we just keep on asking Hashem. Einu nosin menucha v'shalva. V'kach chaysa tefillah Moshe Rabbeinu al v'shalom. That was the tefillah Moshe Rabbeinu. How many tefillahs did he have? Shehir b'maod b'mini b'kashos v'tainos k'minyan v'aschanan k'gematria v'aschanan 515 tefillos l'kanis l'aretz Yisrael. And he davened, and he davened again, and he davened again. And what we're going to have to explain is, I understand that works when you're dealing with Basar V'dam, when you're dealing with with people. Sometimes it comes from a point that I just don't want to deal with you anymore. Like, stop asking me so many times. I'll just give you what you want. More, not because of you, because me. This is part of the problem in any organization. Sometimes the people who ask things the most or drive the boss craziest gets what they want. That doesn't work with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing bothers HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's not just giving in because he doesn't want us to daven to him. The opposite. The whole reason he gives us the tzaros we spoke about is so that we daven to him. So how does this, we're going to have to explain, it's going to take some time to get there. How does this work when it comes to, I mean, the whole chapter is only 3 pages, but how does it work when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We're not bothering him. So how does a quantity of tefillah work when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The aspect of Akshanus makes sense. He says, "V'ksiv tefillas Moshe Rabbeinu, v'ata hanichali." Hashem says, "Leave me alone." V'darshu chazal darshin. It's the Gemara in Brachos, the beginning of the 5th parak. Amar Rabbi Yavo, "Umale mikra kasev yefshar lomer." If there was not a pasuk written, we couldn't say such a thing. What does this teach us? That God said, "Leave me alone." Melamed shetafshu Moshe l'kadosh baruch hu. Moshe grabbed the kadosh baruch hu. Ka'adam shetofes es chaver bebigdo. A grabbing onto your jacket. I'm not letting you go. Varma lefanar boshon. Ein ani manichacha ad shetimcha v'tislach lem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm not leaving you alone until you listen. I'll never forget probably the first Musar Shmuz I was ever heard in my life. And I went to yeshiva to Or Yerushalayim. I'll never forget. It was Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur. I don't remember. And then Mashkiach, who I'm still close with today, Rav Shmuel Wagner Shlita, gave a whole shmuz about this. When it comes to our davening with Hashem, we have to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. The davening has to be with chutzpah, akshanus. You have to picture yourself grabbing onto someone's jacket and say, I'm not letting you go until you give me what I need. We could do that with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. We couldn't say such a thing if not for the fact that the Pasuk says it and the Gemara says it. So Pegiah has two meanings, and we'll have to break it down. One is quantity. Keep on asking, as if we're bothering Hashem. Now, what does that mean? We're not bothering Hashem. And number two is to have chutzpah, to say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's something I need, whatever that is, I'm not letting you go. I'm going to bother you until I get what I need. He'll go on, he'll quote Psukim and Gemaras, and for the next 3 pages, we'll have to break down what exactly this means. How is that different than Shava and Tzaka? And we'll continue this on Friday. Be'ezus Hashem. Have a good day.